Okay, so now we come to four sons. We're going to start discussing them in detail, each one, what his question is, and what is the answer you're supposed to give him. So one can't help but be amazed at the order of how the four sons are stacked up in the Haggadah. The Chacham, the wise one, the Rasha, and the evil one, the Tam, the simple one, and Shemi Yodei Lishol, and the one that is so oblivious he doesn't even know to ask. You would have thought that the proper arrangement of how to set up the sons would have been Chacham, the wise one, and then the one who's closest to him is the Tam, the simple one. He's not that wise, but he's not totally stupid, right? And then after that, the Shemi Yodei Lishol, right, the one that's oblivious because he's less intelligent than the Tom. Right. And then after that, the Rasha should be the furthest away from the Chacham because he's totally in the opposite direction, because the wise one is presumably righteous also. So the Rasha should be last. He should at least be last because he's categorically different from the first three who all are interested in serving God. So why is it stacked up Chacham and then Rasha and then Tam, and then Shemi Yodei Lishol, as if the Chacham and Rasha are very related to each other? The truth is that even in the questions that they ask, it sounds like it's almost the same question. The Chacham asks, Ma'edus v'achuki v'amishpat masher tziva Hashem Elkeinu eschem. Where are these testimonials, right? These laws and these judgments that Hashem our God has commanded you? And what does the Rosh ask? Maha Voda Zosachem. What is this divine service for you? And they're asking, you know, almost the same question. Just the Chacham said it with greater detail. He broke it down to testimonials and laws and judgments that Hashem, our God, commanded you. And the Rosh says, in general, the divine service that you are doing. Sounds almost the same thing. There's also another similarity that comes up between the questions of the Chacham and the Rasha, a similarity that's in the sense that they have the same mystery that needs to be explained, right? Because the Haggadah prescribed different answers for both of them that are not what's written in the Torah, right? The Chacham's question is written in Parshas Veschanan. That Kishach ben Chalimar Ma'ayas v'Chuki v'Mishpatim Ashoti v'Hashem Elkeinu Eschem. Again, what are these testimonials, these laws, these judgments that Hashem our God has commanded you? So the Torah says what to say then. V'Amartu v'Bincha, tell your son. Avonu v'Inu Parv v'Mitzrayim. We are slaves to Parv Mitzrayim. V'Tzer Hashem Mitzrayim. V'Echad Olka. God took us out of Mitzrayim with a strong hand. And God put, you know, all types of miracles and great signs and painful plagues in Mitzrayim and in Paro and his whole household, and we witnessed it all. And us he took out of there to bring us to the land that he's promised our forefathers. And Hashem has commanded us to do all these laws and to fear Hashem, right, our God, and it's for our good, for all the days, to make us live as we are today, and is considered to be righteousness on our part. We are very careful to observe, to perform all this mitzvah before Hashem our God as he has commanded us. That's what the Torah says to say to the Chacham, and it's not what we say to him. The Baal HaGadah says, Keuchos HaPesach, tell him, like the laws of Pesach, Ein Maftir Nachar HaPesach Afikoman, right? After the Afikoman, you're not allowed to eat anything. Right. Why does the HaGadah tell us to give a different answer to the Chacham than what the Torah actually said? And we have the exact same irony, you know, by the Rasha also. Right. When your children will ask you, what is this service for you? So it says, tell him it is the Pesach sacrifice that we offer up to Hashem, for he has passed over the houses of the Jewish people in Mitzrayim as he smote Mitzrayim, and our houses he saved. And the people bowed. Rashi says they bowed because they're very happy to hear about the upcoming redemption. They're also very happy to hear that they're going to have kids. That's amazing. Even though this is the question of the Russia, they bow, you know, because they're happy to hear they're going to have children. That itself needs explanation. Why are they so happy about this? It's the question of the evil son. But the question that we have in front of us is, you know, the Baal HaGadol doesn't say to tell the wicked son these psukim that the Torah says to say to him. Says Vata Apata Hakesh, you know, go as it were, you know, make him soft in the teeth, you know, and tell him Vavor Zehashar Hashem Lid Seis Mitzrayim, Hashem did this for me when I left Egypt, for me and not for you. If you would have been there, you would have not been redeemed. Something totally different than what the Chumash says to say to him. To at least begin to unravel this mystery. Right, we have to understand something, a big principle that the Maharal does say by the four sons, but he writes it in many of his books. Something very interesting about the concept of opposites, that in a way, opposites are very, very closely related, in the sense that opposites are two opposite poles, but on the same line. Right? So let's say, take for example, frontwards and backwards. Right, so you can't get more opposite to frontwards than backwards. But where is backwards if not in a direct line from frontwards? They're the two poles of the same line. Indeed, if you know, from one extreme, you could figure out the opposite extreme. As the Maharal says, Yedias HaFachim Echad, to know the opposites is one. Because if you know one extreme, you could imagine already what its opposite must be. So one pole could enlighten you about what the opposite pole is also. If you have one extremity, you could figure out that there must be an opposite to this extremity also. So opposites imply opposites. So opposites are not the same thing, God forbid they're not, but they are on the same line. One is on one pole of that line, and one is on the opposite pole of that very same line. They're on the same line, just on two oppositional sides, but they are on the same line. Right. So that's why, says the Maharal himself, right, that the Chacham and the Rasha are actually mentioned together. They're really on the same line. Just one is on one pole, and the other one's on the other pole. And that's the depth of the very great similarity that there is in their question, and the very great similarity that there is in the biblically prescribed answer. Right? The whole difference between their questions and their answers, as what it says in the Chumash, right, is that the Chacham, just like he asked in a more detailed way, what is these testimonials and these laws and these judgments? Right, he basically asked, you know, it's almost the same question as the Rasha, just in greater detail. And the answer he got was also the same answer that the Rasha gets in the Chumash. The Chumash says to tell the Rasha that question. Ma'avodah Zosachem, to respond by saying, look, it's a Pesach offering, because God smote the Egyptians and saved us, and that's why we owe it to him. So in all the Tzukim that we read, and what the Torah says to say to the Chacham, it's the same thing, just in greater detail. In very great miracles, he smote Egypt, and we saw the whole thing, and there he took us out, and he gave us these laws, and it's for our good. It's almost the same thing. You know, in content, you know, just the Chacham gets it in greater detail, and the Rasha gets it in just the more general terms. But the truth is like this. They are asking the same question, but just on opposite poles. Right? The Chacham is asking, what are these mitzvahs that Hashem, our God, has commanded you? He makes sure to throw in Hashem, our God, so he's in it also, Hashem, our God. Meaning, I work for God. He's my God, I accept the yoke of His Majesty. So he's actually asking about the mitzvahs as a way of embracing the mitzvahs. And that's why he asks in greater detail. He's asking in greater detail because he's moving towards the mitzvahs. So since he's moving towards the mitzvahs, so he's moving frontwards. So he's on that line asking about the mitzvahs, but on which pole of that line is he on? He's on the pole moving towards mitzvahs. So he's embracing them. He's asking about them so to better appreciate them and better embrace them. So that you notice that's his direction that you see clearly from the fact he says, Hashem, our God, which the Rosh doesn't mention at all. He doesn't mention the divine name at all. So you see that the Chacham is interested in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, considers himself under the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's majesty. And that's why also, since he's moving towards the mitzvahs, he's getting closer, that's why he talks about the details. Because that's the nature of something. The closer you are to something, the more details you discern. If you're further away from something, you only see it in general. Like the further away, so then you can't see the details, you know, and then after that, even the shape becomes vague. The further away you are, the more general you see it. The closer you are, the more detailed you see it. So the Chacham is asking about the mitzvahs, but he's asking about them as a way of moving towards them, and that's why it's very detailed, his question, because he's moving towards them, so he discerns details. And that's why the response to him is also much more detailed, because he's close. When you're close, you could have detail. When you're far away, you can't have detail, because detail is something which you can only have because of your proximity to it. You could start discerning the details. So the Rosh, he asks about the mitzvahs, but his thrust is asking about the mitzvahs as a way of rejecting them. So he says, Ma avodah zarah lachem, what is this service for you? He doesn't say Hashem, that Hashem, our God, commanded you. He doesn't mention that at all, because it's clear the thrust of his question, you know, he's asking about the mitzvahs, just like the Chacham. So it's the same question, but the thrust of the question is as a way of rejecting mitzvahs, as a way of showing disdain for the mitzvahs. So it's the same question, just the thrust is backwards. He's on the same line, just moving in the opposite direction, asking about the mitzvahs as a way of rejecting the mitzvahs. So he's moving away from the mitzvahs. When you move away, you can't see detail. He doesn't want to see detail. He wants to move away. So moving away, further away you are, the more general the concept is. So from his distance, he just sees as one thing, Aveda. And from the distance, right, since he's so far away, the answer to him is also much more general. Look, you know, Hashem took us out, and we saw that he took us out, so we owe it to him. All right, so the answer is that general, because that's his position. Same question, same answer, just one, his thrust is towards the mitzvahs, and because it's towards, that's why he's wise, and that's why he gets details, and that's why he's righteous. The other one is asking about the mitzvahs as a way of moving away. All right, and that's why the answer to him can only be general.